kind opportunity to bring God's word to you.
大家早上好, 非常的, 感谢上帝能够再跟大家在一起, 能够, 来传讲上帝的信息。
My wife and I are newly serving with a mission called Presbyterian Evangelistic Fellowship.
我的太太和我最近在这个宣教的机构叫长老会宣教机构一起来服侍。And
I'm not quite as old as Jinan might have implied. It's been 35 years I've served at the church.
在第十章了会服侍了35年，没有40年。
Yeah. All right. So let's turn in our scriptures to John chapter 1, verse 14, and then chapter 20, verse 21 to 23.
我们一起把圣经打开到约翰福音第一章第14节。
John 1, 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The next passage is John 20, 21 to 23. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld."
你在我在天上也赦免他们。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And give us insight for our own life and walk of faith.
让我们在我们的生活当中是靠着信心而行。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
As we look at these two texts in the Gospel of John,
当我们看约翰福音这两节经文的时候,
one at the very beginning and one at the end of the Gospel,
一节是在最起先的，一节是在最后的。
We see that God the Father sent Jesus as the Word to make his dwelling place among us.
我们看到上帝差遣耶稣基督作为他的话语道成了肉身住在我们当中。
And to preach the good news of salvation through himself. And that's what we're celebrating now at this Christmas. God having come in human flesh to identify himself with us. Yet without sin, so that he might save us. Mary was told by the angel Gabriel,
天使加百列对玛丽说,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you,
圣灵要降临在你的身上,
and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者的权力能力要庇护你。
Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
所以一直要生是成为上帝的儿子。
So Jesus came as the sinless, perfect human image of God. As we also were created to be in the Garden of Eden, as in the image of God without sin. Jesus was both full of and the bearer to us of grace and truth. As John Wesley phrased it in the carol that we just sang, "Joy to the World,"
Joy to the World,
he rules the world with grace and truth.
真理和恩典来统治万邦。
Now there are aspects of what Jesus did that are not repeatable and cannot be done by us.
耶稣基督所做的是没有人能够重复的。
It's totally unique to Jesus that he became incarnated as God in the flesh.
他道成了肉身，他原先是上帝，然而他成为人的样式住在我们当中。
As Matthew quotes the prophecy of Isaiah,
当就像是马太在引用以赛亚书所说的
，Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
因为童女要生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel,
他们要称他为以马内利,
which means God with us.
就是上帝与我们同在。
We see in Christ's name as Emmanuel,
我们看到耶稣，听到耶稣的基督的名字是以马内利,
that God is with us,
上帝与我们同在。
And in the name Jesus,
而耶稣这个名字,
that the Lord saves,
是上帝救赎。
As the angel told Joseph in a dream,
当天使在梦里向约瑟说的时候
，You shall call his name Jesus.
你应该把他叫做是耶稣
，For he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要从他要把百姓从他们的旧中
He came with the very purpose of saving us from condemnation from our sins.
他耶稣基督来就是为了把我们从我们的罪中救拔出来
，That we may be with our holy God.
所以我们这样才能够与上帝同在
，As part of his adopted family for eternity.
在永恒当中成为他被他收养的儿女。
It's also totally unique to the mission of Jesus.
耶稣基督的宣教也是非常的独特。
That he should bear the sins of his people.
他要担当众人的罪。
For judgment upon the cross.
在十字架上担当众人的审判。
And rise from the dead.
而从死里复活。
Yet through the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper.
我们看到有两个圣礼，一个是圣餐，一个是洗礼。
We are spiritually in union with Him in those salvific events.
借着这两个圣礼，我们在灵上面与耶稣基督联合。
He called us into a covenant relationship with Him.
他把我们呼召跟他一起来立约。
Because He foreknew and loved us before He created the world.
因为他在创世以前就已经知道我们，而且已经爱我们。
So the means by which God purposed to accomplish His goal of saving His people,
这是表明上帝来借着他来救拔我们的目的。
Is in each of us believers being His ambassadors.
我们每一位相信的就成为上帝的使者。
And witnesses to His grace and truth.
见证他的真理和恩典。
And so let us first see how grace and truth were manifested in the life and ministry of Jesus.
我们首先来看看真理和恩典怎样在耶稣基督的宣教中，他的怎样的得到彰显。
And then we'll look at Jesus' commission to us to imitate him in aspects of his mission.
然后我们再来思想耶稣基督怎样让我们去效法他，同样一起来传福音。
Now, the glory that was manifested in the coming of Jesus is first described as grace.
当耶稣基督降临的时候，他首先的一个上帝的荣耀是通过恩典来显现。
Grace is God's unmerited favor and blessing to us for which we did nothing to obtain it.
什么是恩典呢？恩典就是上帝毫无条件的来爱我们，我们什么也没有做就能够得到上帝的爱。
The grace of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督的恩典
While primarily a spiritual blessing,
是一个属灵上的恩典
It's demonstrated to us in a physical form,
是通过耶稣基督道成肉身来向我们显现
In his human body,
在向通过他的肉身来向我们显现
As Paul described the grace of generous giving, he wrote,
当保罗在描述耶稣基督丰盛的恩典的时候，他说。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们知道我们上帝耶稣基督的恩典。
That though he was rich,
他本来是富足的。
Yet for your sake, he became poor.
因为你们的缘故却成为贫穷。
So that you, by his poverty, might become rich.
叫你们因为他的贫穷可以成为富足。
We know that Jesus had nowhere to lay his head.
我们知道耶稣基督没有枕头的地方。
Yet brought abundant blessing to many.
却把许多的祝福赐给了我们。
Thus Jesus' example becomes a model for us.
就像我们耶稣基督给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
And being gracious in towards even those that we don't personally know.
对那些我们还并不认识的那些人，要给他们有帮助，给他们恩典。
And so Paul collected from various churches in Achaia and other regions for the suffering believers in Judea and Jerusalem who were suffering from famine.
我们看到当保罗在他的宣教的时候，他也在从各个教会来集资，来帮助那些在耶路撒冷受到饥荒的人。
We also see in the example that Jesus gave us in the Last Supper with his disciples.
我们也可以看到耶稣基督在最后的晚餐的时候，他在对他们门徒所做的。
John recounts how Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
约翰来回忆了耶稣基督怎样给他的门徒来洗脚。
And he took on the role of a slave.
他就像一个仆人一样。
And he said, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
他对他们说，如果我是你们的老师，是你们的主，还为你们洗脚，
then you also ought to wash one another's feet.
你们要彼此洗脚。
For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you.
因为我给了你们一个榜样，你们要像我一样的去做。
Well,Here Jesus is not really instituting a lasting ordinance of foot washing in a church service.
耶稣基督在这儿并不是让我们在教会里面要彼此来洗脚。
But he's providing an example of humble service that we are called to provide towards one another.
他让我们来在我们当中一起来彼此的来谦卑的服侍对方。
We must be willing to provide the most menial service
我们必须甘心做一些很谦卑、很卑贱的事情。
Towards others, that's not taking on an attitude that we're above that role.
当我们坐在我们弟兄姐妹身上的时候，我们并不是以一个骄傲的心来做。
We shouldn't say, "No, I'm a professional. I don't do that kind of work."
我们不能自己说，哦，我们是一个就是说有身份的人，不需要去做这些事情。
I don't want to get my hands dirty.
我不想让我们的把我们自己的手弄脏。
In some cultures, there is a very clear distinction between what an educated and upper socially mobile person might do and what the rest do.
我们在看到这个社会上有一些文化，它的上等的社会跟低等的社会，他们的界限是非常的分明。
Back even in India, a Brahmin doesn't want to get polluted by the shadow of an outcast.Coming across him.
而特别是在印度教的时候，那些顶层的这些婆罗门们，他们甚至不愿意让那些下层人的影子落在他们自己的身上。
But in Christ, we are all one.
但是在基督里，我们是合一的。
And it is only, and all that we are really is only by the grace of God.
我们之所以能够合一，是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
And by His gifts that He's given to us.
借着他给我们的各种各样的恩赐。
It is in humble service that God exalts and rewards us.
是上帝是通过我们自己很谦卑的服侍来提高我们。
Humility is like a small child
that
is needed to enter the kingdom of God.
必须像小孩子一样有这个谦卑的心才能进上帝的国。
The proud have already received their reward.
而那些骄傲的人已经得到了他们的奖赏
of admiration from others.
是从别人的赞扬中得到了他们的奖赏
But on the day of judgment, they will be cast down.
但是在审判的日子他们会被丢下去
Well, not only did Jesus come into the world as the bearer of grace, but also of his truth.
耶稣基督来到这个世上不仅仅是彰显了他的恩典也彰显了上帝的真理
As Jesus, at Jesus' trial before Governor Pilate, he was questioned.
当耶稣基督在比拉多面前审判的时候，比拉多就问他。
Then Pilate said to him,
比拉多问他。
So you are a king.
你是王吗?
Jesus answered.
耶稣说,
you say that I am a king.
你说我是王。
For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world.
我是为这个目的而生，我也是为着这个目的来来到这个世上。
To bear witness to the truth.
是为真理做见证。
Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.
所有属真理的人都听我的声音。
Earlier, Jesus had interacted with his disciples and with Thomas.
在其更早一些时候，耶稣基督对他的门徒多马说。
He said, "I am the way."
他说我是道路。
And the truth.
我是真理。
And the life.
我是生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also.
你们如果认识我，就一定认识我的父。
So Jesus is the truth that he came to reveal.
所以耶稣基督到世上是来为真理来做见证，来彰显真理。
As he revealed the Father.
就像他彰显上帝的荣耀一样。
And he sent the Holy Spirit.
他差派圣灵。
That we might know and understand the truth.
所以我们借着圣灵来也能够明白上帝的真理。
We are not the truth.
我们自己不是真理。
We are only bearers of it.
我们只是知道明白真理
Witnesses to it.
我们是真理的见证
Through the power of the Spirit of God.
借着上帝的灵
Who lives in the believer.
那圣灵是住在所有信者的相信人的心中的
Paul wrote the Colossians commending them for the word of truth.
在保罗写给哥罗西教会的书信中间他解释上帝的真理
The gospel which is bearing fruit and growing.
而上帝的福音不断的增长和结果
since the day that you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth
自从你们在听到那日而且能够在恩典里面明白上帝的真理
now this truth is opposed to that of the empty deceit and the false philosophies and human traditions of this world
这些真理并不是那些虚空的谎言和那些虚假的哲学和世上的小学。
In Jesus' three-year ministry, we see that he had the priority to preach the truth of the gospel news, the good news of how we may enter the kingdom of God.
在耶稣基督三年的宣教当中，他的工作的中心就是要宣扬真理，教导我们如何进入上帝的国，如何的去得救。
And early in his ministry, when he came to the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth,
开始他在自己的家乡拿撒勒，在会堂里面
，he read from the scroll of Isaiah the prophet.
他宣讲以赛亚书的经文。
The spirit of the Lord is upon me.
上帝的灵在我身上。
Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
因为他油膏我，叫我宣讲。福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives.
他让我传递信息，去叫被掳的被释放。
And recovery of sight to the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
And to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
叫那些被压制的得自由。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
来宣扬上帝所悦纳的喜年。
Then he said that this scripture is fulfilled in their hearing.
今天这他那天耶稣基督对他们说今天上帝的这个预言就应验在你们眼前
Jesus was fulfilling that prophecy
耶稣基督就实现了那个预言
And after being rejected in his hometown he went down to Capernaum
当在他的家乡他被人弃绝之后他又去了加百隆
And he was teaching them on the Sabbath
他同样在安息日教训众人
And they were astonished at his teaching
众人对他的教训非常的吃惊
For his word possessed authority.
因为他的话满载着能力和权柄
And with that authoritative word, he cast out demons.
因着那些他的话的权柄他可以把鬼赶出来
And he healed many sick.
他医治了很多生病的人
including the mother-in-law of Simon Peter.
包括西门的彼得的岳母
His grace and truth went forth withas all who came to him that were sick were healed.
那对那些所有到他面前的来的人，他用他的真理，用他的恩典来医治了那些生病的人。
And he put his hands on the blind.
他把手放在瞎子身上。
And he was not afraid to touch those who were ceremonially unclean.
也不害怕被那些因着在律法下不洁净的人被玷污。
Who were excluded from temple worship.
那些人是不准去圣殿去敬拜上帝的。
Such as the leprous and the woman with the continuous bleeding.
就像那些麻风病人和那些有血漏的妇女。
And he touched the bier or casket of the dead son of the widow of Nain.
他也去触摸那个寡妇的死去的儿子。
Raised him to life.
他让这个孩子复活。
These examples illustrate how we should not be not refrain from demonstrating love to the unlovely.
这个耶稣基督这个榜样告诉我们，不要让我们把自己限制在只去关心那些值得我们去关心的人，而不去关心那些不值得我们去关心的那些人。
And from the sick.
而那些生病的人。
And from the oppressed.
那些被压制的人。
While speaking the truth of God's kingdom rule through Jesus.
我们要勇敢地去靠着耶稣基督去宣讲上帝的真理。
We can approach all in the name and in the power of Jesus.
我们借着上帝耶稣基督的能力，借着耶稣基督的灵，我们可以去接触所有的人。
And then Jesus went away to pray alone to his heavenly Father.
当耶稣基督医治过所有的人以后，他又到了旷野去。
He went to a desolate place.
他去了旷野。
We all need this in the midst of our busy life and ministry.
我们也非常需要这样的时光，在我们每天忙碌的工作当中。
But the people from Capernaum came and found him, and they wanted him to stay there in their town.
而那些加百农的那些人呢，来了又找到他，想让他继续待在他们当中。
But he said to them.
但是他对他们说,
I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well.
我必须到其他的城镇去宣讲上帝的福音,
for I was sent for this purpose.
因为这是差我来的目的。
And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
他就在犹太全地的各个会堂里面讲道。
So as Jesus had this mission of preaching,
在耶稣基督这讲道的旅程当中,
He sent his disciples to preach.
他也把他的差派他的门徒去讲道。
And by clear implication, us as well.
就像是我们也是需要去被差遣去讲道，去传福音。
And what is it that is preached?
他们宣讲的是什么样的信息呢？
The truth of the gospel.
当然是福音的真理。
The good news.
是福音，是好消息。
Of the grace of God.
是宣扬上帝的恩典。
Of salvation in Jesus Christ, who is the truth.
耶稣基督的救赎和他的教会。
So now let's look at how John's gospel ends with the commission Jesus gave his disciples.
我们再来看一看，在约翰福音的后面，耶稣基督是怎样的差派他的门徒去传福音。
Now that the disciples had received God's gift of faith in Christ's death and resurrection,
在那个时候，他的门徒已经 耶稣基督已经复活，所以门徒已经领受了上帝哪来的信心。
They weren't free to just keep it to themselves.
他们完完全全可以把那些信心或者那些恩典只是放在他们自己当中。
Jesus gave them a commission to take it to others as his messengers.
但是耶稣基督差派他们，给了他们一个使命，要把这个好消息作为一个使者传递给外邦外面的人，其他的人。
This is John's version of the Great Commission.
这是 约翰怎么来看待大使命？
Which is found in each of the four Gospels and in the Gospel and in the beginning of Acts.
大使命，这个大使命在四福音和使徒行传都有提及。
Now, obviously, Jesus had conveyed this commission in various ways in different contexts as he taught.
在四福音和这个使徒行传的时候，耶稣基督用的不同的方法来解释。
So this shows the importance of what the Holy Spirit has given us for us to do as well.
这就是表明圣灵是如何的让我们觉得，让我们了解这个使命大使命的重要性。
Now Jesus said again to his gathered disciples in that locked upper room upon his resurrection.
当耶稣基督复活以后，那些门徒们在一个屋子里面聚集。
Peace be with you.
平安与你们同在。
As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
父怎样差遣我，要怎样差遣你们。
So as the Lord of heaven and earth,
因为上帝创造宇宙万物的上帝。
Who demonstrated his victory over death by his resurrection?
借着耶稣基督的复活，表明他已经战胜了死权和魔鬼。
He had the authority to send them with the authority that he had received from his heavenly Father.
他有这样的权柄去把他的门徒借着上帝给他的权柄差派到各地。
John's Gospel has a theme of Jesus being the one sent from the Father.
在约翰福音这个中心表明的基督是上帝所差遣的。
Now the sent one has become the sender.
这个被差遣的耶稣基督现在要差遣他的门徒去传福音。
So Jesus puts an emphasis in this great commission, in our commission being like that of his.
耶稣基督强调我们的宣教工作，在这个大使命里面强调我们的宣教就像是他的宣教一样。
As he had been sent by the Father,
就像他被天父所差遣。
As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
就像天父差遣我一样，我要差遣你们。
Now this is certainly a call to evangelize.
这当然是来宣召所有的宣教士。
But how?
是如何的来宣召？
Jesus being the first missionary,
基督耶稣作为第一位宣教士
we are to pattern ourselves on him.
我们要效法他的榜样。
How did Jesus minister?
耶稣是怎样的来传福音、来宣教的？
First, Jesus was sent into the world incarnationally or contextually.
第一，耶稣基督宣教的时候是一种道成肉身的宣教，他被天父差遣到世上，道成肉身住在我们当中。
Although it's not explicit here, we see it parallels Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17:18.
虽然在这边没有特别明显的表现出来，但是在约翰福音，当耶稣基督最后在祷告的时候
，As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Jesus prays.
耶稣基督祷告，就像你差遣我到这个世上，我要差遣他们到这个世上。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣基督怎么做的呢？
He came down from heaven.
他从天而降
divested himself of the glory that he had and took on human flesh.
他舍弃了天上的一切荣华、一切荣耀，道成了肉身，取了人的样式。
He lived and served and suffered with his people.
他与我们众人在一起同住，也是在受苦。
And gave his life for us.
他为我们舍命。
He didn't shout out his message from the sky or announce it through an angel.
他没有在天上高高的在天上来传扬他的信息，也没有借着天使来宣扬他的福音。
He identified himself with us.
他住在我们当中，成为我们一员。
So this has been named in various ways.
他在有通过各种方法来表明。
He had an incarnational ministry of being with us.
他的宣教是一个道成肉身的宣教。
This is also how we are to go out into the world.
这也是我们应该如何去到世上去宣教的一个方式。
Paul explains our identity.
保罗也是这样的来解释我们自己的身份。
For in Christ the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him.
在耶稣上帝的所有的祝福和都在耶稣基督里面有形有体的显现出来。
We are not Christ.
我们不是耶稣基督。
But we must identify with our audience as Jesus did.
我们必须像耶稣基督一样，与我们的所有的听众，我们传福音的对象来融合。
Yet doing it in union with Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵与耶稣基督来联合。
To identify with the most effectiveness,
可以有效的跟我们传福音的对象能够在一起。
We must live with them.
我们必须跟他们住在一起。
Eat their food.
吃他们的食物。
Dress like them.
穿他们一样的衣服。
Speak their language.
说他们的语言。
as Jesus did among the Jews.
就像耶稣基督在犹太人中间所做的一样。
Missionaries who do not adapt to the culture of those to whom they are ministering are the ones who are least effective.
作为宣教士，他们必须跟当地的文化融合起来。
So, seeking to reach our cities for Christ is most effectively done by those who live in them.
而必须通过住在这些宣教传福音的对象当中，才能更有效的来传福音。
And as neighborhoods change, we regularly see churches dying who have not adapted to reaching their new neighbors.
当一个社区变化的时候，我们看到有些社区的教会慢慢的就消亡了，因为他没有走出去跟这个社区来融合。
So some of us are willing to send others to foreign lands and to write a check.
我们有些很多的人就差遣宣教士到其他的地方去，我们所做的就是写一个 check，
but not lose our comfort and prestige that we have at home，
而不愿意去放弃我们在这个地方，我们在家里的这些舒适的生活。
Consequently, many needs in the inner cities of our country have been left unattended, and its people largely unevangelized.
所以在我们这个国家有很多的市中心的这些人们他们再也没有被福音，没有人向他们传福音了，因为教会不愿意到那个地方去。
So we tend to do our evangelism from a distance.
所以很多的教会愿意就是在远远的去传福音。
Not mingling with the people where things get too messy and involved for our comfort.
而我们不愿意去跟当地的跟那些人去融合在一起，因为我们觉得不是很舒适。
We don't want to get involved with the problems of their life.
我们不愿意跟他们的搅和，跟他们在一起搅和他们生活的问题。
So how will we bring the gospel to the gay community?
我们如何的去向同性恋这个社区来传福音
？Or to the Muslim or recent immigrant communities?
对那些穆斯林和那些新的移民来传福音。
We have this tendency not to identify with them.
我们有这样的一个心思，不愿意跟他们一起去，不愿意向他们融合，不愿意去向他们传福音。
So Christians are needed to live and work in every area of society.
所以我们作为基督徒来说，如果要传福音，是应该首先要活在每一个社区当中。
In order to effectively bring the gospel to every block and every office and classroom or shop.
为了更有效地把福音带到每一个课堂，每一个商店，每一个社区，每一个街道。
This is not easy, but we must try.
这当然不容易，但是我们一定要去试。
Second, we are to pattern our mission on Jesus' mission in our purpose.
我们要在我们的目标上面也应该要效法耶稣基督。
This, purpose is seen in Paul's affirmation to Timothy.
我们看到耶稣基督这个福音被在保罗写给提摩太书信的时候说出来。
The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance.
耶稣基督降世是为了拯救世人。
That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
这话是可信的，也是神佩服的。
Of whom I am the foremost.
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
When Jesus responded to Zacchaeus' repentance, he said, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
当耶稣基督在回应撒该的悔改的时候，他说，人子来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So, as Christ came into the world to save sinners,
当耶稣基督来到世上来拯救罪人的时候，
so must we make the way of salvation known.
我们必须要让众人知道上帝的拯救。
We must be persistent and intentional in seeking to bring the way of salvation to all people.
我们必须努力的、有目标的把上帝的救恩传给众人。
It's not enough to simply live incarnationally in the sense of doing good.
这不仅仅是停留在我们只是住在众人当中，然后做一些好事情。
Just hoping that others will want to become a Christian because you are a good person.
我们在做那些事情的时候，仅仅是希望众人可以相信耶稣基督，因为我是一个好的基督徒。
Nor can we be Jesus to others.
我们也不能像众人面前，在众人面前成为耶稣。
As some incarnational ministry advocates say,
就像有一些这些啊，叫做道成肉身这些啊 ministry 啊这样说。
Without communicating the gospel message,
而这些所有的这些，如果不去传福音，把上帝的救恩传给那些人的话，这些都是枉然。
Rather, we're to be Christ-like as learners and followers of Jesus.
而我们应该成为像小耶稣，像耶稣一样，去学习，而去跟随。
Who live a cruciform life of sacrificial service as a living sacrifice.
就像当做自己是活祭，来过一个牺牲性的生活。
Now there are also many good people who are not believers.
我们也看到有很多的好人，而他们并不信耶稣基督。
Even atheists who help their neighbors.
就是那些不信上帝的人，无神论者，他也会帮助他的邻居。
Yet they have no hope apart from this world.
但是他们在这个除了在这个世界以外，没有任何的希望。
So they also live in fear of death.
他们也惧怕死亡。
And they have no power from God to overcome their sinful life patterns.
他们也没有从上帝来的能力来克服他们生活上的缺点。
No power to overcome their addictions.
也没有办法去克服他们自己的这些瘾。
No power to heal their broken relationships.
他们也没有能力去重新去修复破碎的关系。
And their motivations are not for the glory of God.
他们的做这些事情的目的也不是为了上帝的荣耀。
No, we must speak of the truth and grace of God.
我们必须要大声地宣扬上帝的真理和恩典。
With patience and love.
要靠着我们的耐心，靠着我们的爱去宣扬。
Otherwise, people will think that we can be good without God.
否则的话，上帝就其他人就会觉得哦，不，我没有上帝，我也可以是一个很好的一个人。
And that God will receive us into heaven because we have been good.
因为我是一个好人，所以上帝在天堂里面也会接纳我。
We need to humbly admit that we are sinners.
我们必须谦卑地承认我们是个罪人。
And recognize that apart from the grace of God, we can do nothing and we are nothing.
如果没有上帝的恩典，我们什么也不能做，我们什么也不是。
We have no place for boasting.
我们没有任何可夸的。
Now, Dr. Samuel Zwemer was one of the greatest missionaries to go to the Muslim people.
这个 Dr. Samuel Zwemer 是一个去穆斯林中间传道的一个非常有名的一个宣教士。
And he had a brother who was also a missionary to Muslims in Muscat on the Arabian Peninsula.
他的弟弟呢也是一个宣教士，也是去这个阿拉伯半岛这个 Muscat 这个地方来宣教。
And he was greatly loved by the people that he ministered to, but he died as a young man.
虽然他受当地的人呢非常的爱戴，但是他很年轻的时候就去世了。
And Dr. J. Christy Wilson tells a story of his legacy as one of those modern sent ones of Jesus.
他在这个Dr. Christy Wilson 的时候就说了他的一个故事。
Peter Zwemer, Samuel's brother and a wonderful man, young man of God, came to Muscat as a missionary and established an orphanage for African boys.
这个他的那个弟弟呢叫做 Peter, 他是萨摩尔的弟弟，他是个非常好的一个年轻人，属神的一个年轻人，他就到 Muscat 这个地方去呢传道，而且就在当地建立了一个孤儿院。
So while Peter was in Muscat, the British Navy had captured a slave ship that was in port and because the British had outlawed slavery at that time.
当那个 Peter 在这个地方传教的时候呢，当时一个美国皇家的这个海军呢就抓到了一个贩毒的船， 因为那时候英国已经禁止贩奴了。
So the ship was on its way from Africa to Saudi Arabia to sell the slaves.
而这艘船是从非洲去开到这个沙特阿拉伯去卖这些小孩子。
And they had on there 35 little boys that had already been branded.
在这个那上面有35名小孩子已经就是说买主就已经选好了。
So after capturing the ship, the British didn't know what to do with these 35 boys.
把这个船就是抓下来以后，英国这个军队也不知道拿这些小孩怎么办。
So Peter made an offer to the British to take care of these boys for them.
所以呢 ，Peter 就跟皇家海军说：“你把这些小孩子给我们，我来照顾他。”
And so he started an orphanage with these boys to house them.
所以呢，他就建立了这个孤儿院，来让这个小孩子们呢能够有个待的地方。
Giving them food and clothing，
给他们食物，也给他们衣服。
And started a school for them，
也给他们开了一个学校。
It taught them English and Bible as well as other subjects。
教了他们英文、圣经和其他的一些。
And while he is still a young man, Peter got sick and died and was buried there.
很年轻的时候，这个 Peter 也就去世了，也就在当地就被安葬了。
Then some years later, his brother Samuel returned to Muscat and he preached there in Arabic.
几年以后呢，Peter 的哥哥 Samuel 呢又回到了这个 Muscat， 所以在当地呢，他就用阿拉伯文给大家传福音。
And he told the people about Jesus Christ.
他告诉当地的人，耶稣基督的故事。
Oh, but we know him, somebody interrupted.
有人就说，哦，我们知道他，我们认识他。
Oh, no, you got me wrong, Dr. Zwemer said. This is somebody who lived many, many years ago.
这个 Samuel 就说，哦，你们搞错了，这个耶稣基督是很久很久以前的人。
And he went on to tell them about how Jesus loved little children.
他又告诉他们耶稣基督怎样的去爱这些孩子。
And how he had done many good things for the people and had even given his life for them.
耶稣基督怎样的去爱周围的人，甚至把生命舍给他们。
We know him, another one shouted.
另外一个人说，哎，我们认识这个人。
No, you don't, Dr. Zwemer insisted. He lived a long time ago before you were born. And he continued to talk about Jesus.
Samuel 就跟他们说，不可能的，那个人已经几千年之前，他不可能跟你们活在一个时代的。
And the people raised their hands again and said, but we know him.
而那些人继续地说我们真的是认识他。
And they proceeded to describe Peter Zwemer.
所以这些人其实就向他解释他们认识的这个人到底是什么样子。他们认识这个人就是 Peter.
So like Jesus, Peter had loved children.
就像耶稣基督一样，彼得
Like Jesus, he had had compassion for people.
就像耶稣基督一样，Peter 也爱当地的人。
He had done so many good things for them.
他也像耶稣基督一样去帮助周围的人。
And like Jesus, he had given his life for them.
就像耶稣基督一样，他为他们死。
What a wonderful thing to be mistaken for Jesus.
被人错认成耶稣基督是一个多么美好的事情。
So as Jesus sent ones, we must be his ambassadors.
所以就像耶稣基督差派那些门徒一样，我们也必须像那些使者一样
His representatives,
成为他在众人当中的见证
commissioned by God as the aroma of Christ to God,
被耶稣基督所差派的带有耶稣基督的馨香之气
as a fragrance from life to life,
是带着有世人活着的馨香之气
Therefore, we must live as he did,
我们必须活着就像耶稣基督
For as John says,
约翰说的
Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
谁凡像说是在耶稣基督里面的人就必须像耶稣基督一样生活
Now although it is God who saves and he draws his elect to himself,
不仅仅上帝拯救
Jesus still went out persuading people to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督出去去劝那些人来进上帝的国。
We, so must we.
我们也同样要去做。
Now notice in my illustration of Peter Zwemer,
我知道我说的这个 Peter Zwemer 的这个故事。
That the people who knew him were confused about who Jesus was.
在他那当地的人当他们认识彼得，他们有时候会把他跟耶稣基督混在一起。
Just as Muslims are today.
就像穆斯林们今天一样。
Although we are to be identified with Christ in our character,
虽然我们要在性格上像耶稣基督。
We need to be clear in our witness about the saving work of Christ.
我们必须要明白我们是耶稣基督救赎的一个工作。
Paul testified to Jesus' similar commission to him of going to the Gentiles, saying,
保罗在去外邦向外邦人宣教的时候，
To whom I am sending you to open their eyes,
我差你们到他们那里去，
so that they may turn from darkness to light,
叫他们眼睛得看见，从黑暗转向光明，
and from the power of Satan to God.
从撒旦的权下转向耶稣，
That they may receive forgiveness of sins,
又因信我得救赎，
and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以又因着信我得救得蒙赦罪。
And then Paul later exclaimed to the Corinthians,
保罗在后面又对哥林多教会的人说，
For necessity is laid upon me.
我传福音是不得已。
Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
因为我如果不传的话，我就有祸了。
Why?
为什么？
It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
我们传被钉十字架的耶稣，在那些愚拙的人看作是绊脚石，看作是愚拙的。
We preach Christ crucified.
而我们只传被钉十字架的耶稣。
Now notice how Paul mentioned that he was the foremost of sinners.
我们看到保罗在前面说到他是罪人中的罪魁。
If we have the attitude that we're better than others,
如果我们有这么一个概念说我们比其他人好，
not in need of God's grace,
我们不需要上帝的恩典，
we'll never seek to go out to bring to others the gospel of grace.
我们就不可能到外面去把福音传给其他的人。
So although Peter had denied Jesus three times before his crucifixion,
虽然彼得在耶稣基督上十字架的时候已经不认主三次，
Jesus restored him and commissioned him.
耶稣基督重新让他回转，又重新把他又差派他。
Therefore, he preached with great boldness on the day of Pentecost.
所以他在五旬节的时候可以有能力放胆讲道。
And 3,000 came to believe.
有三千人信主。
And days later, when God used Peter and John to heal a man lame from birth at the temple,
几天以后，当彼得和约翰使一个瘸腿的能够从小瘫痪的人起来行走的时候，
they boldly preached so that about 5,000 men believed.
他们也放胆讲道，大概有五千人信主。
And after the Jewish leaders arrested them, Peter boldly testified in the power of the Holy Spirit.
当他们被犹太人抓起来的时候，彼得在官长面前也是大胆的传讲耶稣基督的道。
That there is no other name by which we may be saved.
凡天下没有其他的名赐下我们可以靠着得救。
Only through Jesus.
只有耶稣基督的名。
And the Jewish leaders were astonished that such uneducated common men were so bold to preach.
而这些犹太的官长看到这些没有受到教育的这些人可以。这么有勇敢的去传福音，他们就非常的震惊。
They noted that they had been with Jesus.
他们知道这些人是曾经和耶稣基督在一起。
Only as we recognize our own sin and need,
我们必须认识我们自己的罪，认识到我们自己的需要。
And the grace that has been extended to me,
而我们所领受的恩典是何等的浩大。
That we will be able to bring the gospel to others with any effect.
这样我们才能够很有效地把福音带给我们周围的人。
So, our being sent by Jesus means we are to be like him in context of incarnating our message to the world.
我们被耶稣基督差派也表示我们也要像他一样我们的信息也是与我们当时的环境一起来融合。
In purpose of reaching the lost through the message of salvation,
我们的目的是为了传讲上帝救赎的信息。
And third, in a pattern of humble service.
第三个，我们也要像耶稣基督一样，成为一个谦卑的仆人。
When Jesus responded to two of his disciples, James and John,
当耶稣基督在回答他的两个门徒约翰和和雅各的时候，
they were asking to be seated in positions of prominence when he comes in his glory.
当他们向耶稣基督说，当耶稣基督的国降临的时候，他们一个要坐在耶稣基督左边，一个要坐在耶稣基督的右边。
Jesus said, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant."
耶稣基督对他们说，你们中间谁要为大，必须要成为众人的用人。
And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all.
你们中间谁要成为领袖，你们必须要成为众人的仆人。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来不是受人服侍，而是要服侍人，舍命做众人的赎价。
While we can't be a ransom for others' salvation,
我们当然我们自己不能成为众人的赎价。
We are to be servants, as Jesus illustrated for us.
但是我们可以成为像耶稣基督所说的众人的仆人。
And to suffer for His sake,
为着耶稣基督来受苦。
Mark's gospel points out a little detail in his account of Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law from her fever.
马太福音中间提到了一些像耶稣基督在医治彼得发烧的岳母的时候提到了一些细节。
It's a detail that we see its significance throughout this gospel.
我们看到一些在这些细节其实是提到了一些很重要的观点。
Is that Jesus took the sick woman by the hand and helped her up?
这里说到耶稣基督就拿起牵起这个生病的妇人的手，然后把她拉起来。
Taking of her hand indicates tenderness.
然后把她的手拿起她的手，想到了就表明耶稣基督的。这个爱心
and sympathy and nearness to Christ.
他对这个妇人的这种怜悯之心
It indicates a communication of power and strength.
他也表明了他自己的能力和他的
Because she is healed immediately.
因为这个彼得的岳母立刻就痊愈了
And in response, Simon's mother-in-law.Acted in faith as a servant out of gratitude and love.
在耶稣在他这个医治这个岳母他彼得岳母这个事情上就表明了耶稣基督这个作为一个仆人的心志。
So six times in this gospel we see that Jesus touched people like healing someone blind, touching their eyes, and touching those raising the dead in various occasions.
在这个整个的马可福音里面，我们看到耶稣基督有六次去触摸那些生病的人，那些瞎眼的人，甚至是死人使他复活和那些生病的人。
So, there was a man who was involved in an auto accident, and his friend asked him as he came out of the hospital, "What was it that led you to come to faith in Christ?"
有一个人他出了车祸以后呢，当他从医院出来以后，他的朋友就问他。哎，你怎么通过这件事情，你就相信上帝，相信耶稣基督的呢
？Was it that accident that led you to Christ？
是因为这个事故使你相信上帝了吗
？No, not at all. He said.
他说不是这样。
Was it fear of death？
是你因为怕死所以信耶稣了吗
？No, he said. I'll tell you what it was.
他说不是，我来告诉你到底怎么回事。
After the accident, A limousine stopped by, and this wealthy woman came out, and she walked towards me.
就是当事故以后呢，有一个这个豪车呢就在我边上停下来了，里面出来一个非常富有的一个富人就向我走过来。
I was staggering around, covered with blood.
我在这个我因为车祸浑身是血，晕头转向。
And she grabbed me by the arm.
她就抓住我的手。
And I reacted like getting away from her because I didn't want her to get all messy with the blood on me.
她过来抓住我的肩膀的时候呢，我就想把她推开，离她远一点，因为不想把我的血弄到她身上。
I complained, "No, you'll get all dirty from me."
我说你不要靠近我，不要碰到我，我身上很脏，很多血。
And she had her chauffeur come and help get him into the car.
所以这个妇女呢，就是说就让她的司机出来帮着她一起把这个受伤的人就放到这车里面。
And when I complained about my blood, she said, "What is a dress?" What is the upholstery?
当我继续地说啊，我的雪把你们的车都弄脏了。这个妇人说，衣服有什么关系？这个车里面也没有什么关系。
No, you are hurt.
因为你受伤了。
And it broke my heart.
我的心也因为也是非常的痛。
So, if we are going to minister in the name of Jesus,
如果我们要借着耶稣基督的名来传福音的时候。
We've got to take people by the hand.
我们必须要去拉住我们动人的手。
We mustn't look to see if their hands are dirty.
我们不愿意去看到他们的手是不是脏。
The Church of Jesus Christ today needs us to go out and put our hands in those dirty hands.
现在上帝的教会让我们走出去，把我们的手去沾那些脏的手。
There's people in need all around us.
我们周围有许多需要的人。
And so we need to do as Jesus did.
我们需要像耶稣基督一样去做。
And fourth, not only must our mission be like Jesus in context, purpose, and pattern.
我们第四点就是讲到，我们不仅要效法耶稣基督，按照他的道成肉身，他的这个目的和
in the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且要靠着圣灵的能力去做。
And one aspect of that power is the defeat of Satan's kingdom.
一个圣灵的能力是败坏了上帝败坏了撒旦的国度。
Immediately after Jesus' baptism, the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness for 40 days.
当耶稣基督受洗以后，圣灵马上就把他带到了旷野四十天。
Just like Israel in its wanderings for 40 years.
就像是以色列人在旷野里流浪了四十年一样。
Where he was tempted by Satan.
他在旷野里受魔鬼的试探。
And rather than falling in sin as did the Israelites.
但是不像是那些以色列人受到试探就犯罪。
Jesus defeated Satan's temptations with the Spirit-inspired Word of God.
耶稣基督靠着上帝的话语来战胜了魔鬼的挑战和诱惑。
Now having defeated Satan,
他战胜了魔鬼。
By triumphing over the cross through his resurrection,
他借着他自己在十字架的死和从死里复活战胜了魔鬼。
Before his ascension to glory,
在他在升天之前，
Jesus breathed on his disciples the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督吹气在他的门徒身上，赐他们圣灵
，giving them faith in him，
给他们信心
，and anticipating their filling by the Spirit in 50 days on the day of Pentecost。
叫了他们在五旬节的时候要去等待圣灵的降临。
Earlier in that his ministry with his he sent out 72 disciples。
在早些时候，当他送差派七十二个门徒出去传道的时候
，going two by two preaching，
他们是两个两个的出去
，casting out demons and healing，
去把鬼赶出来，去医治病人。
And Jesus rejoiced in seeing the Satan's kingdom fall。
当耶稣基督看到魔鬼撒旦的国度在不断的灭亡的时候，耶稣基督就高兴。
And many coming to faith in him，
许多人就因着。
And in demonstrating the power of God over evil spirits and in healing,
在表明上帝的能力战胜了魔鬼和撒旦。
The disciples were demonstrating the spirit of Christ's ministry.
而这些门徒所做的医治赶鬼的这些事情，在表明了耶稣基督战胜魔鬼的能力。
It was a sign of the presence of the kingdom of God.
这也是表明上帝的国度的降临。
Jesus, as the Son of God, came to destroy the devil's work.
耶稣基督使上帝的国度来降临，来败坏了魔鬼撒旦的国度和诡计。
The author of Hebrews describes the connection of Jesus' incarnation and his defeat of Satan.
在希伯来书的作者讲到了耶稣基督的道成肉身和他战胜魔鬼撒旦的一个关系。
Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood,
既然众儿女都是血肉之躯
，He himself likewise partook of the same things.
他自己也取了血肉之躯
that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death.
借着死，他可以战胜那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
That is the devil.
就是魔鬼。
And deliver all those who fear through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
并要释放那一些因一生因怕死而做奴仆的人。
So the visible and spiritual deliverance from the power of evil,
而我们可以看到这些可见的把 灵魂从魔鬼撒旦的掌控之下解救出来。
Open the way for the message of the gospel to be received by the people and the towns his disciples preached in.
就打开了，在那些地方就打开了那些众人愿意去接受福音的心。
It also confirmed the truth of the message that they were preaching.
也是证明了他们所传扬的真理是真理。
Now, demonic activity is everywhere.
而我们看到周围的这个魔鬼撒旦的这种行动或者是作为到处都是。
But it appears more hidden, I think, in our North American culture here.
而在这个 North American 在北美的文化中间是在里面。
Through our idols of greed.
Idols of what?
Greed.
是在因为我们在北美这种贪婪的这种偶像
，materialism，
而物质化的这种偶像
，racism，
而这种种族歧视
，and sexual perversity，
而这些性生活上的混乱。
It's particularly prevalent in areas where the gospel has not been received，
特别是在那些福音还没有被接受的地方。
In much of the two-thirds world, the population is gripped with fear from the control of spirits.
而有三分之二的地方，在世界上有三分之二的地方，而那些人还是活在这种灵的恐惧当中。
This was illustrated just a few weeks ago in regard to a new church plant that 10th Presbyterian Church has been supporting in Conplay, Liberia.
在几周之前呢，在 10th 第十长老会，他在利比亚的一个职堂的一个新教会里面发生了这样一件事情。
Last March, I had the privilege of baptizing a pregnant woman at this mission church.
去年三月份呢，我在这个新的这种利比亚的这个新的这个教堂里呢，为一个怀孕的妇女给她施洗。
Some months after her, afterwards, she gave birth and she developed infection in both her breasts, so she could not feed her infant child.
在她生完孩子几个月之后呢，她的两侧的乳房都发炎，就没有办法去喂她的孩子。
So Robert is the primary leader of this church plant work at this mission.
Robert 是这个当时就是在那个是一个他的这个 mission church 职堂的这个一个主要的负责人。
And before he took her to a Christian clinic in another town,
就是他刚要把这个女人呢带到这个另外一个镇上的这个基督徒的这个医务所去治疗的时候呢
，This woman's father and stepmother had tried to take her to the bush to an herbalist witch doctor.
而这个女的这个父亲和她的后母呢，就要把她拽到这个丛林里面去，让她去看这个这种巫医。
So the witch doctor would manipulate the spirits for her healing.
所以巫医就会用一些邪灵来医治这个
However, Robert prevented them and said to them, "This was a medical problem, not an evil spirit problem."
Robert 跟他们说，这只不过是一个医疗上的问题，不是一个这种邪灵或者鬼的这个事情。所以他们。Robert 就不让他去做。
So our church provided some funds for her treatment and prayed for her at our Wednesday evening prayer group meeting.
所以我们这个在费城的这个教会也给了他们一些钱，另外在我们的星期三的祷告会上也为这件事情祷告。
She was fully healed and the baby has been very healthy.
所以她当然这个她被完全的治愈，小孩子也非常的健康。
The family and new believers in the church rejoiced with tears.
大家在教会，在那边教会的里面出信的人都非常非常的感动。
And it caused that young woman to grow in her own faith.
当然，她这个年轻妇女她自己的信心也得到了增长。
Meanwhile, the stepmother who wanted her to go to see the witch doctor.
同时呢，她的那个要让带她去见巫医的她的那个后母呢
？Two days later, was bitten by a snake and died.
在两天之后呢，就被蛇咬了，然后就去世。
So preaching the gospel is an act of spiritual warfare.
传福音是一个属灵的征战。
And in our worship every Sunday, we are defeating the power of Satan.
我们每周在这边敬拜我们上帝的时候，我们就是来战胜了魔鬼撒旦的实权。
And in doing so, we can expect opposition from the evil one.
我们这样做，我们就完全从魔鬼撒旦的掌控下脱离出来。
As the kingdom of God spreads, there will be power encounters with the demonic.
当我们在扩展上帝国度的时候，我们都会遇到魔鬼撒旦的力量。
And sometimes even within the church.
甚至在教会当中。
So, we need to be prepared spiritually, but know that all authority and the power of Jesus has been given to us.
我们必须在灵里面做好准备，因为上帝所有的权柄都已经靠着耶稣基督来赐给我们了。
That authority and power is the gift of the Holy Spirit that He gave to His apostles and to us.
而借着圣灵所给我们的权柄，
We're not left helpless.
使徒也给了我们。
We're not left helpless in this spiritual battle.
我们在这种属灵征战的时候，并不是毫无帮助。
We've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵充满。
And we have been given the Word of God as a sword, as our offensive weapon.
我们上帝的话语赐给我们，成为我们两刃的利剑，成为我们的武器。
And we can call on the resources of heaven in prayer.
我们可以借着我们的祷告去寻求上天的帮助。
To bind and defeat the forces of evil.
去捆绑魔鬼撒旦。
And finally, our mission must be like Jesus in its goal.
最后，我们的宣教就要有耶稣基督的目标。
In Jesus' high priestly prayer, he prayed, "I glorified you on earth."
耶稣基督在最后的祷告说：“我在世上荣耀了你。”
And then he goes on to say, "All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them."
他接着说：“所有的我的也是你的，你的也是我的，我在他们中间荣耀了你。”
So Jesus' goal was to glorify his Father through his saving ministry.
耶稣基督救赎的使命就是为了来荣耀他的父。
And through his saved people.
通过他救赎人类。
And so we are to make God's glory known and to glorify him through proclaiming the gospel.
所以我们在宣扬福音的时候，我们是为了荣耀上帝。
Through proclaiming it in word and deed.
都来宣扬上帝的荣耀。
As Paul elaborates,
就像是保罗所说的,
so whether you eat or drink,
你们不管是吃或者是喝,
or whatever you do,
无论做什么,
do all to the glory of God.
都是为了上帝的荣耀而做。
So the very purpose for which God created us is for his glory.
上帝创造我们的目的就是为了来荣耀他。
So our Christian ministry is a continuation of the ministry of Jesus.
我们自己的宣教其实是耶稣基督宣教的继续。
So he's commissioned us and has given us his spirit.
他差派我们，给了我们他的圣灵。
And so we have God's power at work in us. We need to access that through faith and prayer and expounding the word of God, sharing the word.With all around us.
既然上帝的能力在我们里面，我们就要借着祷告，借着传福音来彰显。
Are you ready to take up that challenge that Jesus has given to us, that great commission?
我们已经准备好了来接受耶稣基督给我们的大使命吗
？Jesus came incarnated into the world.
耶稣基督道成肉身。
And he sends us out to as his.Ambassadors with an incarnational ministry.
他们也，耶稣基督也同样来差派我们，做一个道成肉身的宣教，在万民中做他的使者。
And if anyone here has not yet turned in repentance and faith to Jesus Christ, he invites you to do so even today.
今天在我们当中，同样的那些还没有相信耶稣基督的，你们同样能够听到耶稣基督的救赎。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
And the commission that Jesus has given us.
耶稣基督所给我们的使命。
And the example he gave us of how to minister.
耶稣基督所给我们所树立的榜样。
And we pray that we might do so in the power of the Spirit.
我们祷告，我们靠着圣灵的帮助来同样的去行。
That we might minister your grace and truth.
我们可以传扬你的恩典，传扬你的真理。
And all humility.
按给所有的人。
And know that you are with us to the very end.
知道你必与我们同在，直到死。
We thank you for your promises and your gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.